Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Midwest Madness, your true crime cult conspiracy encrypted podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Danielle.
And we are telling Danielle's story this week.
Yes, and Emily and I just like trauma bonded, so.
Yeah, that was weird. It's like this really weird strange 20 minutes.
It was. It was kind of nice, though.
Some revelations. Sweet. Weird.
And now we're back. I think we needed a little palate cleanser after yours
episode. My that one was, yeah,
god, that was brutal.
I apologize for that,
but she'll do it again. So
but story the stories of James and Luke needed to be told.
Yeah,
so.
I agree.
And then yeah, I don't think there's anything else to talk about. We always do this.
We do. We had a great Memorial Day weekend.
We're just manifesting.
It
that
was
we're going to.
Super nice out.
Super sunny.
Yeah. Like low 80s, high 70s.
The Timberwolves won game 7, which
yeah,
is
baby.
Tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
So by the time this episode comes out, they're already planning to be winning the next series. So.
Yeah, girl.
Go Wolves.
Yep, I'm here for it.
Okay.
And, okay.
You said a little longer, so we can maybe
yeah,
just
mine
get
is
into
a little
it.
Bit longer. Not a lot, but like. It kind of connects back to another story that I did previously.
Oh.
Do you remember Agape Ranch?
Yeah.
This is the girls one.
Oh.
Circle of Hope.
Oh, yay. I'm actually excited you're doing this.
Yeah.
I think I actually wrote this down.
To do. Ooh, I'm glad.
Way back in the day.
I'm glad I did it before you then, because it's been on my list for a hot minute. Dang it. I said So it's a little bit longer. I tried to kind of like go chronologically, but it got to be a lot and it got a little confusing. So if it gets a little confusing, I apologize in advance.
Okay.
So Circle of Hope Ranch was founded in 2006 in Humansville, Missouri.
Ugh, I don't like that name.
I know, isn't it gross? Also, 2006 feels so recent for something like this to be going on and to be founded, doesn't it?
Yeah, but think about how many of these places are still operating today.
That's true.
That we don't even
that's true.
Like realize and know about, really.
Right, that's true.
That Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
She's trying to get those all shut down.
Good for her.
Did you ever watch her documentary about her time?
I haven't.
It was actually good.
I really want to.
Yeah, I would recommend. Oh, also, we have to talk about Bridgerton because I haven't watched it yet, but I'm kind of curious on like what your thoughts are. So we can do that after we're done. Okay? Just mental note that.
Uh-oh.
Mental note that.
I don't know if you're ready. Okay. Based off the face I just made, I don't know if you're ready.
Okay.
It helps that you've read the books.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. Reverse. So Paris Hilton, I actually wanted to mention, I love how she right now is like showing that she was never actually a dumb blonde. Have you seen that clip where she's like on some like interview show and he's like, what do you mean it was just an act? And she's like, well, like it was really just an act. And like, I've never really been actually like that. And she like transitions from like the old, like the early dumb blonde 2000s Paris Hilton voice to like her actual voice. And it is just chef's kiss amazing.
I'm actually obsessed with Paris Hilton, if I'm being honest.
She's kind of awesome.
I love her.
She's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Her biggest downfall for me is that she brought us the Kardashians.
True.
But you know what? Nobody
it's
can be
fine.
Perfect, even
right.
Paris Hilton.
Right.
So.
And she's a DJ, which is like cool as fuck.
Circle of Hope Ranch. Let's reverse back. What is even happening?
I don't know.
So it's in Humansville, Missouri. It
2006.
Yes, 2006. It was an all-girls reforming school that was founded by Boyd Householder.
Of course it's
and
man.
His wife, Stephanie. Householder is their last name, which is an annoying last name, but whatever.
Well, they're probably annoying people.
So. They're terrible.
Yeah.
It was made to be a Christian-based reforming school, which red flag. Let's be that guy, the green flag guy who like red flag.
Oh yeah,
guy,
yeah, I've seen that guy. Yeah,
love him. So
I just hate people who use religion as an excuse to do terrible, awful things.
Amen to that. I think that's why a lot of our generation has kind of moved away from the church, right? Like, I would say that, not to get like religious or political or anything, but just to kind of give some insight to where you and I stand, I feel like we kind of are in the same area here, where I wouldn't necessarily say that we are a specific religion anymore, but that we would both say that we're still Christian.
Right.
Right? Like,
I would still say I'm, like, Lutheran.
Yeah, I do too, to a point.
I don't, like, I mean, like, we don't go to church. No. We don't, like, I don't live, you know, I don't know how to say this, like, without sounding terrible, but we don't live our lives, like,
around the church.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Right, yeah.
But we both, like, believe in the afterlife and
yeah, and a God, yeah, and a Jesus, yeah, 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 and a Holy Spirit and all that whatever stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think that's where, like, a lot of people our age are at. They're more, like, agnostic rather than...
I would absolutely classify myself as agnostic.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of... And I feel like a lot of that is because of shit like this.
Yeah.
Right? Where you meet somebody and they're the worst fucking person you've ever met in your life. But they're person, like, oh, but
liquor.
But I am a Christian. I'm a God-fearing woman. Well, clearly you're fucking not, right, because you're terrible.
Right.
And Jesus flipped tables and told his disciples to poke their own eyeballs out rather than lust after a sex worker.
Right.
So, like, literally fuck you, you know? Anyways, tangent over. So this school is a Christian-based reforming school. And the school's mission statement was to, quote, use the Bible to teach young women that they are to obey their parents and the authority over them, end quote.
What's the authority over them?
Their parents' authority over them.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was, like, their parents and, like, their...
From authority. What I understand, it's their parents' says authority over them as their children.
Odds this is a butt dial.
Is it done?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%. Answer it. Answer it. Do it. Come on.
Nope, I already...
You coward. It. You coward. Our dad's in, Ireland right now?
He's in Italy.
Italy. Sorry. You're right. Italy right now. And somehow the man...
He's the most tech-savvy person I know, but...
Butt dials more than anybody. Human being ever.
Literally the only person who's ever butt dials.
Oh, nope. It wasn't because he's calling me now.
Oh, now he's calling you.
I'm going to answer. One sec. Hey, Emily and I are recording right now. You're on the podcast. So, Mom is home. Do you want to just call her?
Hello to the podcast people.
Hello to the podcast people.
You're literally on the podcast.
Say hello from Italy. Ciao.
Ciao, baby.
How many glasses of wine have you had?
All right, well, that's my celebrity appearance. I will let you guys go, and I'll try Mom in her cell again.
Okay, she is home, so.
Yeah, all right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Well, it was fun.
This episode is fucked already. Okay, let's
Yeah, but
focus.
You know what? It's fun. Who Here. Cares? Okay, so the girls that lived at the ranch spent most of their day doing manual labor, things like scrubbing the walls, cleaning the floors with toothbrushes, picking weeds in the hot sun for hours at a time. So, nothing great.
Yeah.
Could have been worse. Right. Probably. I personally would not want to clean the floors with a toothbrush.
Or scrub the walls.
Excuse me. No.
Or right. Pick weeds, honestly. I hated that job.
Oh, God. Yeah. Especially in the front yard.
Worst job.
Why was it way worse in the front yard?
No,
than
I didn't
the back?
Like doing by the back, by the fence.
Oh, yeah. That was not fun either. Okay. I didn't like the front yard. I don't know why. But anyways. So they were allowed to change their clothes twice a week, which just seems kind of unhygienic.
Yeah, what?
And the education that they were doing while they were staying there. So, like, it was a boarding school, reform school, you know, school being very loose term. Was packets that were supplied from the Accelerated Christian Education, which sounds like another cult, so I kind of want to look into that.
Very interesting that we both did kind of, like, religion-y based.
Yeah, culty-ish.
Stories.
Today. Yours is more culty than mine, I think. So, each student was required to be at the ranch for 2 years.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They were allowed to write to their parents. They could write them letters, and they had 15-minute phone calls. But former residents say that both forms of communication were heavily monitored, which should be a surprise to nobody.
Yeah, right.
The first reports of abuse came in 2007.
So the next year, mm-hmm. after it opened.
Yep.
Okay.
So only a year after. Not only did former residents file reports starting in 2007, but so did former staff and parents of the students that were there. In 2018, a report was filed by the Missouri State Patrol, and that was also ignored by federal prosecutors. I don't know why.
Hmm.
I have a theory, but I have no proof. So, girls said that Boyd, a former Marine, would come up behind residents, grab them by the back of their neck, put a foot out in front of them to trip them, and then shove them face first into the ground as a form of punishment. Like, if you weren't listening, he would just come up behind you and just grab and shove you down to the ground.
Sorry, did you say, like, an age range for these girls? Like, I'm assuming teens.
Yeah, so...
But I didn't know if, like, that goes down to, like, 13. The youngest
lawsuit I think I saw was that one of the students was 15.
Okay.
But I don't have specific age range. Okay. Sorry, I should have.
No, that's fine. That might not even be, like,
I mean, it's a really good question, though. My guess would be, like, 14 to 18. 14 yeah. to 17, something like that. But mm-hmm. I don't know that for sure. They also said that it was a dog-eat-dog situation because if you didn't participate in the abuse, you would probably get it worse later.
It's literally, like, the same everywhere.
Yeah, it's just like agape all over again.
Yeah.
So, like, they would describe having to restrain other students and in ways that were, like, way more extreme than they needed to be.
Damn.
So, like, it wasn't... So, in a school setting, as you know, I work in a school setting, there are people that are trained to do restraints. And the only time you are supposed to do that restraint is if a child is going to hurt themselves or somebody else. And these restraints that people are trained to do are specifically so they do not hurt themselves or someone else, right? These restraints that they were doing, girls said, were done to maximize pain. To cause more issues, not to help calm anything down, which is so fucked up. So, unfortunately, not a great place to be. In 2020, the tide started to turn against the ranch. Former students started sharing their experiences on social media.
So this is 14 years after it opened.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I feel like this was right when, like, Paris Hilton kind of...
And TikTok started becoming more of a thing to not be used as just, like, a weird dance platform.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? And it kind of feels like towards the beginning of COVID is when this stuff all started coming out more. And I'm wondering if it was because we were so desperate to connect with people that things were being said that you might not have said before. Right?
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. So, a young woman named Amanda started an account. Her bio said, quote, "My parents own an abusive boarding school for girls. This is my page exposing it," end quote.
Oh, damn, good girl.
Amanda was, in fact, Amanda Householder, the daughter of Boyd and Stephanie. So.
That a girl.
I know, she's amazing. Amanda said, quote, "Girls are being physically, emotionally, religiously, and sexually abused. And what I mean by religiously is they cannot practice any religion but my parents, which is fundamental Baptist," end quote. Videos on the account would detail abuse from not only Amanda, but from former residents as well. Her account amassed over 33 million views, prompting investigations by the Kansas City Star and the Cedar County Republican, which are both newspapers in the area. And those kind of pulled law enforcement in, right? Because, like, once the media is paying attention, that's going to draw more and more attention to things.
Yeah.
So it can be good. It can also be bad, right? So one former resident at Circle of Hope named Ashley told Oxygen that she had been raped by the householder's 15-year-old son while she'd been staying at Circle of Hope. And even Amanda was not able to escape the abuse. Her parents forced her to help hold the girls while they were being abused. Otherwise, she would also get punished. In 2020, multiple lawsuits were filed against the householders and Circle of Hope Ranch. In the lawsuits, residents alleged that they were being beaten, raped, molested, denied food and water, handcuffed, chained, and forced to stand in front of a wall for hours. As of 2023, over 100 charges were filed against the couple.
I just don't understand how other human beings can do this to other human beings.
Right. It's just the lack of empathy and the lack of understanding and the lack of awareness, maybe. That's just so baffling to me, right? Like, I'm with you. I don't understand it.
Right.
It's all gross.
Yep.
When the first lawsuits were filed, there were still girls living at the ranch. And according to sources, at least 24 of them were taken from the ranch by Child Protective Services in August of 2020. Another lawsuit that was filed by a former resident who is going by the name of MJ was filed, and it said that she was a student at Circle of Hope from 2017 to 2019, because again, had to be 2 years. And during her time there, she was abused by Boyd and Stephanie. The lawsuit says, quote, Circle of Hope's treatment program consisted of an abusive and strictly regimented boot camp environment where every detail of residents' lives were monitored, manipulated, and controlled. The abusive policies and procedures at Circle of Hope were designed to physically and psychologically intimidate, terrorize, and ultimately mentally break the residents, end quote.
Fucked.
Yeah. So I took that directly from the lawsuit because I was like, that needs to be quoted.
Yeah.
And also I would like to mention, which will not surprise you in the slightest, they say that they are a reform school, but they have no staff that is trained in any sort of counseling.
Right.
So how can this be safe?
Are they still open?
No.
Okay.
So, I lost my spot. Give me a second. There we go. The girls that were at Circle of Hope were also not allowed to speak to one another, which, as you know, is another tactic that cults use to keep division.
Yeah.
Because if I'm miserable, but I can't tell you, and you're miserable and you can't tell me, we can't do anything about it, right? It's to help keep people from organizing, basically.
Cough, break.
Sorry, I'm doing so good. Every part of the girls' lives were monitored, like the lawsuit said. So that includes times that the girls were in the shower or using the bathroom.
Oh, God.
So there's literally zero privacy whatsoever. The lawsuit also alleged that Amanda and her brother would be sat on by their mom, hit on the bare bottom, and that, quote, the parents would kiss as they switched positions to continue beating the children. They appeared to get joy from the beatings. If the parents had been arguing, the beatings would calm them down and they would become loving towards one another. End
Ew,
quote.
Disgusting.
Isn't that just the worst thing you've ever heard in your entire life?
Well, no.
Okay. One of the worst things that I've ever said to you in your entire life.
Sure.
Ugh. It's just, it's gross. It's so gross. Everything about it's gross. So in September 2020, Boyd released a statement saying that Circle of Hope Ranch would be closed for good and that he and his wife were going to, quote, focus on vindication, end quote. And the choice of the word vindication is icky.
Yeah.
Right? It's not proving our innocence. It's not, what's that other word that I'm looking for? On proving our, not vindication. Vindication feels
aggressive.
Yes, thank you. So much more aggressive and like, we've done nothing wrong and we're going to make you pay for this, for saying that we did something wrong.
It's very like it reminds me of like Battle, which makes sense because he's a Marine.
Yes. Yeah. You're right. So in 2020, they also put the land and the ranch up for sale. So all of it was for sale. I would assume it's been sold. I didn't go and look.
Oh my gosh, we should go look after this.
We should. In July of 2021, four of the lawsuits were settled for an undisclosed amount. And then in March of, and I also put this backwards. That should have been after, but whatever. So March of 2021, Boyd and Stephanie were arrested, Boyd is being charged with 79 felony accounts.
Holy fuck.
One misdemeanor, including charges for child molestation and sodomy.
Oh, God.
Stephanie was charged with 102 felony counts, all for child abuse and neglect. They pled not guilty during their first court appearance. In March of 2022, Amanda and several other parties sued Boyd and Stephanie, alleging that they beat Amanda in residence, and that Boyd and Stephanie made them do work and would force the children to punish one another. In the lawsuit that Amanda filed against Circle of Hope Girls Church Boarding School, Baptist Agape Boarding School, Agape Baptist Church, James Clemson, who is now deceased and was the founder of Agape Boarding School, and Jeff Abels, a former board member from Circle of Hope Girls Ranch Boarding School and the current pastor of Berean Baptist Church in Springfield.
Damn.
Yeah. She alleges, quote, all the defendants have acted together and separately to abuse children at their unlicensed, quote, schools and ranches. Like, it's got like the little like one quote quoties for schools and ranches. Supporting one another and failing to report the known abuses and or covering up these abuses, end quote. The lawsuit, oh, I accidentally have that in two spots, but this is also the same lawsuit that alleges that her mom would sit on them, mm-hmm. and that their mm-hmm. parents would be gross. In July of 2022, Boyd and Stephanie were released to house arrest with a $10,000 bond. They petitioned to be allowed to go to Walmart and church in September of 2021, but that was denied. Wait, that doesn't make sense. Sorry. In September of 2022, because in July of 2022 is when they were released, and then in September of the same year, they were petitioning to be allowed to go to Walmart and church. In August of 2022, Maggie Drew, a former resident, sued the householders as well as other parties, including Agape Ranch, which, again, I've covered previously. And one of the allegations in her lawsuit is that they were sex trafficking their residents.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Originally, the trial for Stephanie and Boyd was supposed to be in November of 2023, but that has been pushed back to after September 30th of 2024.
So we'll have to keep an eye on this one.
Yes, we will, and I definitely will be, because I want everything and the book thrown at these people.
Yeah.
So some good, fortunately, has come from this. Amanda and other activists, including some boys that went to Agape, support a new bill in Missouri called HB 557. This bill provides some state oversight for religious facilities, which previously were exempt from almost all oversight due to their status of, quote, religious. So basically, these boarding schools were able to do whatever the fuck they wanted because they were like, oh, well, we're a religious organization. Right. And the state was just like, okay, cool, sounds great, which is like really fucked up, but yikes. So that was signed into law. And I think the article that I was reading said that like 25 places have now registered underneath this and are doing what they're supposed to do.
Oh, good.
So hopefully no more of this kind of stuff comes out. I'm very skeptical that no more of this stuff will come out, but
like other places, you mean?
Yeah, that are doing shit like this.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm skeptical that it won't, but I'm hopeful that it won't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is the story of Circle of Hope Girls Ranch.
I'm pretty sure Dateline did an episode.
They did.
This one. That's how I heard of it.
It was called, like, something Circle or something like that.
Yeah.
It was in one of my articles that it talked about that. So.
Fucked.
What?
I said that's fucked.
Oh.
I don't like these places, and I'm also like very curious on how much money the parents like spent to send their kids here.
Right And like, how did you think this was a good idea as a parent? Like, I'm not blaming the parents because, like, I'm not a parent and I don't know the hopeless feeling of having a completely out of control child. That,
I think
it's whatever.
Just is, like, desperate, like, desperation.
Right. But, like,
makes people do desperate things.
Right. And I get that. So I'm like, I'm not blaming anybody and I'm not trying to sound like I'm blaming anyone, but I'm genuinely curious, like, why did you pick Agape or why did you pick Circle of Hope over a different program?
Yeah.
Right. That's more what I mean than anything. Cause again, I'm not trying to say that I am blaming these parents for sending their child somewhere that they shouldn't have because we don't know what's going on. Right.
Yeah.
But I just, it makes me wonder, like, because if I saw, and if people can't tell, I'm very liberal. But if I saw that there was, like, no counselor or no, like, mental health facility or, like, mental health treatment, like...
But do we know, like, we don't know that maybe these people, like, said that there were.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That's
we don't true. Know what lies these parents were told to even get their kids there.
You're right.
Unfortunately.
You're right. That's a good point. So, my sources were Wikipedia, Oxygen.com, Newsleader.com, and... OzarksFirst.com.
All right. And this is perfect timing.
Yeah,
somebody just rang
the
doorbell.
Apparently.
Oh, Jesus. I might just skip the socials this time and end it, you guys.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Bye.